Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:04 the clock. Have your host, James Jabe, sort of behind the mic.
Yeah, it's trying to escape you or something.
It's trying to move away from me. And we have our head of production, Seth Habhacker, with us. It's been a morning,
everybody. Good morning, everybody.
We are going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Your laughs are getting me smiling over here. So
good.
Great start to the day.
Good. Brittany, I've got a rule around here. Either you're laughing at me or with me, but just as long as you're laughing, that's all that matters.
I'm laughing
all that matters.
I don't know exactly what's happening, so it can't be at.
That's true.
Brittany, you might as well get to know this about me right now. I don't sleep much. Me and the Sandman have never gotten along. I don't know why. I don't know what I did to him, but he's just never liked me. This morning, one of those mornings, I've been here since about a quarter to five. I've been here since this morning. I went and I had time this morning. I went and got myself a coffee. And I'm going to get myself a coffee this morning. I'm going to treat myself. I got the coffee. I made it 5 feet after I bought that coffee before it poured all over me. I don't know how it happened.
How did you? Wow.
I was alone in Quick Trip. It was like me and the that's it. It was me and the clerks. That's it. Thankfully, they were so nice, so sweet. Shout out to Quick Trip. Let me grab another coffee and everything. But I got it all over my jeans. I burned my finger.
Oh, man.
And I'm just standing there like, what? Nobody should be up this early anyway. Why this? Like that, at the very least, give me a smooth morning. It's just been one of those mornings. Then I'm trying to talk to my microphone and it's moving.
It's running away.
I didn't know why I was doing that. And all of this on the spring equinox, or at least on the dawn of it, right, Brittany?
Yes, exactly. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It sounds like Monday, but no, it's
on
Tuesday.
It does, yeah, right?
Oh, man. But yeah, you probably didn't sleep well, because I didn't either, because those winds, did you hear them just creaking the walls once again? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So annoying, but they're finally starting to calm down here just a little bit. We could still feel gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's creating wind chills, though, where it feels like the teens, the low 20s outside right now. Yeah, so pretty crisp, pretty chilly, but those winds will be shifting. We'll warm up today to the upper 40s with partly sunny skies, and we'll see a lot of sunshine for the rest of the week until, of course, the snow pushing in on Thursday and Friday.
Yes. Winter is coming.
It is.
Winter. Winter is coming.
Finally, in March.
On the spring equinox, winter is coming. Oh, Mother Nature, you got us. You got us.
She got us.
Yay.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you so much. You have yourself a great kickoff to spring here. Well, technically, it is around 10 o'clock tonight, right, here in the Midwest?
Yes, there is a certain exact time. I don't exactly know that time right now.
That's cool. I'm a weirdo. I'm just interested in that stuff and everything. But I was sure. Okay, so at least we do know that, and we do have a better understanding of what Mother Nature's got in store for us. Brittany, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You as well. Thanks.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Brittany Merlot. We appreciate her. Seth and I got a lot to do this morning. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to that. We're going to dive into it. We're also got a lot of guests joining us this morning and throughout the morning, really.
Yeah.
So at about 8:35 today, Roger Wilcox, Town of Saratoga Board Supervisor candidate, will be joining us.
All right.
As we continue our candidate series. And as part of that, we are thankful to be joined at 9:05 today by the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin Rapids area.
Oh, wow.
Mary and Mary are going to be with us. And yes, it's Mary Dobb and Mary Arnold.
It's Mary and Mary.
Yep.
They're cops.
Love our friends. That would be a great crime. I'd watch that.
That'd be a good show, right?
Especially with these two. I'd watch it. Yeah, I love talking with them. We've gotten to talk to them for years. Looking forward to having them join us. And we're going to talk a little bit about the meet and greet coming up at McMillan and other information you need to know to get out there and vote. And then at 9:50, we will wrap up the show with Josh McDonald, Town of Saratoga Board Supervisor.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Lots of great stuff this morning.
Yeah, and throughout the week here, we are still going to continue on with these with our series of candidates. Tomorrow, we will have on with us at 9:05, Elizabeth St. Myers, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board. And then at 9:50, Eric Saylor, Port Edwards Village Trustee.
Nice.
Thursday, Tom Rayome, candidate for Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 4. And at 9:35, Daniel Carlson, candidate for Nakusa mayor.
Wow.
On Friday, we'll wrap everything up at 8:45 with John Benbow, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board. Looking forward to all these candidates joining us.
I am really happy to see with all of the invitations that Pam sent out that we got so many people that are ready, willing, and eager to come on the air with us to do this. I'm very happy they took the opportunity to talk to the publis, as it were, the publis.
Mm-hmm. You don't get many. There's certain things that maybe radio can't compete with, like giving out email addresses over the air, or website addresses. I should say website addresses.
Yeah.
Website addies over the air. We haven't figured that one out yet.
Still not.
But almost everything else, radio is key and vital and important, and has such a huge place in our society still.
Yeah.
And how many radio stations, how many places do you know where you have local candidates and you want to know what they're thinking, you want to know what's on their mind, you want to know how they feel about the basics of basics, really, and where they're starting from as a core? WFHR. Not just this year or last year or other previous elections, but for over 80 years we have been doing this here. And we will continue to do it. We can do it thanks to this community, thanks to our sponsors, and thanks to our great friends at Civic Media.
Yep.
We are in good hands.
This is exactly what they want. This is kind of the thing that they're looking at, and we are very happy to go along with them on that.
We've got we just had a great team meeting yesterday, and a little bit later than that had a great host meeting and producers meeting and everything. And we got to hear from our owner, Sage, and talking about his passion for this and how what this means to him.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we need to keep the lights on. Yes, we need to make a profit. That is business 101. We are in America, after all. Let's not forget that. Do you need me to start playing Rocky? What was it? Rocky 2 or Rocky 3? Made him in America. It was Apollo Creed. Living in America is what the song was.
Oh, I'll play it.
I'll
James Brown tune. Yeah.
Yes. You don't want me singing. This is one James that can't sing.
Certainly not like James Brown, but then no one else can do that.
We understand what we have here with Civic. We have up and down the state. Mm-hmm. What we have here. And we are able to do this because of these listeners, because of this state, because of how supportive they are. And I should say, too, over the last couple of months especially, I've been hearing this as we've been talking more about election time and having more and more candidates join us. I'm hearing more and more from people who have told me flat out they are not this party or that party, but they are supporters of what we're doing. Because we're supporters of democracy.
Yep.
Civic doesn't, and none of our radio stations have an R or a D in front of their labeling. Mm-hmm. We are democracy. We are facts. We are fun and talk and music and a lot of other things too. But
it's all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
And one of the things that we've been able to enjoy is hanging out with all of you and getting to interact with you more, getting to do more in the community and everything. We're really thankful to that. And Civic wants to show how appreciative they are. And what better way to do that with that in the kickoff of spring, but right into spring.
Nice.
It's a fantastic, fun thing that we have going on. It's our Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as grand prizes, include a bike, a blender, or even a patio love seat. This blender's like a 3-in-1 blender. It's like a Cadillac of blenders.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel like we're selling the blender well enough.
I was going to say just, I'm a blender.
It's an awesome
cool blender.
It's very cool. Four daily winners, one each contest hour, is going to receive an overnight getaway to a Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Chula Vista, shout out to them. They were working with us a lot. Big thank you to them. And all entrants are going to be entered to win one of our two grand prizes, which we cannot wait to get in your hands, everybody. Now, this contest is very simple. Couldn't be easier.
Yep.
For a lot of you, you're already all set up.
Yep.
All you need is the Civic Media app.
Yep.
Wherever you get your apps, go ahead and get it if you don't already have it. Download that app and then be listening at the top of the 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock hours. We're going to give you a special word. And you go to the Civic Media app and text that word.
That's all you need to do.
You pick your station if you're just downloading the app. If you've, like me and Seth, you already have the app, it's already got your station locked in.
That's right.
But you if you have to, pick your station so that you can let the great people at Civic know that you represent WFHR or WIRI or
something like that.
Uh-huh. Get that special word in there and boom, just like that, you have an opportunity to win some of these great prizes. That's it. How much did that cost you? Nothing.
Not a thing.
Zero.
Not a thing. We do want to remind everyone, though, but you can only text it during the hour we mention the word, though. Got to keep that in mind. You got to do it quick. So you've only got the 10 o'clock hour, the 1 o'clock hour to do that. So remind that. But you can listen to WFHR. You can listen to WIRI. We're doing it there, too. In fact, we're doing it through the entire Civic Media Network. So.
Yeah. And speaking of that Civic Media Network, keep in mind when you download the app, it's a great way to not only keep up to date with your station wherever you're listening. Sometimes, you know, hey, it's a cloudy sky. You can't get us in or something like that is going on. Mm-hmm. Technology is technology.
Yeah.
Our app, mainstay. It is rock steady.
Yep.
You go ahead and check out our app, and it's a great way not only to play our contests, to check in with us, to interact with us, because mm-hmm. you're just a text away or a one touch away from calling up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also got a cool sleep timer that I use. I don't know about anybody else. I love that sleep timer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It helps me out a lot, especially on mornings when I'm afraid I'm not going to wake up and get here on time. There is so many great things for you on that app. And, and one of the other fun things that we love about it is that it's free.
It's free.
It's free. How many contests are free nowadays?
Yep.
This is free, man. It's nothing. It costs you nothing except, you know, of course, your valuable time to us.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to purchase something mm-hmm. in order to enter the contest.
Yes,
you know, like we kind of get on the restaurants and stuff. You know, go to our app and order this. You get this for free. No.
Download the app. Hit the QR code and buy this, you know, meal for $50, and then you may have a chance to win
free drink. Right?
This
yeah.
Free drink.
Nope, just need a word. Text the word and you're in.
I'm thinking of this drink, and it's you know, when you get a drink of water, you know, the
yeah.
little it's just one of those. It's just a little
teeny
thing like that. I want to remind everybody before we go to break that if you are an organization in the area which is hosting Easter egg hunts, please let us know.
Give
Pam a call. She'd love to hear about these. We would love to be able to tell our audience about it. Call us up at 715-424-1300. That'll put you right in front, right in touch with our front desk.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Yes, please.
Let's go ahead and check out what our partners are up to. We come back. We'll be hanging out with one of our partners, El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Put the flavor back in your life.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yay!
Woo! Visit our friends at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They've always got great breakfast and dinner and lunch specials for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to head on over there and check out what they got for you in store.
Oh, dinner would be correct, too.
Oh, yeah. Dinner.
That's true. Dinner. It's supposed to be a midday
yes.
meal.
You're right. You're right.
You're okay.
Go ahead and check it out. Brunch, breakfast.
Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Go ahead and check it out. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Find out more at lcafediner.com, gmail.com. That's how you can get in touch with them. lcafediner@gmail.com. And a big thank you to all of them over there at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
We dive into our birthday and anniversary list for today. Before we get into our current list for today, got a belated birthday to get to.
Oh, great.
Marvin Coles.
Oh, happy belated birthday, Marvin.
Marvin, we wish you a great day. Hope it's a good one for you. And Marvin is into the qualifying round.
Nice.
He moves on to the next round.
Okay.
I'm in a March Madness mood, sorry. We have three possible qualifiers here, Seth. So give me a 1 through 3.
Let's do 1 today.
All right.
Rule number 1.
Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into celebrating. First up, I want to wish a happy birthday to Kim Leach.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Enjoy your day, Kim.
Yeah.
Well, we hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Savannah Marie.
Ooh, Savannah. Very nice.
Yeah, it's a
happy birthday.
Name. It's a beautiful name right
yeah.
there, Savannah. And we wish a really happy birthday to our qualifier, Tracy Dean.
Tracy, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Wishing you the best of days, Tracy. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And big thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We want more and more of them. Info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Direct message us on our Facebook pages or call up and join the conversation 424-2600 or just a touch away on the Civic Media app.
They have they have not let us down recently.
Yeah,
this year,
yeah.
this whole year, we've gotten tons of birthdays, you know, at least 2 or 3 every day. It's been great.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate the audience doing that. Keep mm-hmm. those birthdays and anniversaries coming, everybody. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays for today. And this been seeing this this young man in in commercials a lot lately. He's been doing a lot of great State Farm ads. Happy birthday to Andy Reid, 66 for Andy Reid today. Head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, I guess, too. He's a great actor in these commercials, though. He's a really good actor. He's a really
man. The fast food one that just gets me every time. He is so funny in that, man.
I generally am not. I want this to be known. I think Andy Reid is probably the second, if not the number one coach in football, and
right
has
now,
been for
right.
a long time. Mm-hmm. Even before he really won a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. I think he was an incredible good coach. Very likable guy, mm-hmm. self-aware, very self-deprecating and all that. Our kind of people.
Yeah.
I genuinely am not sure he knows that they're filming. He's too good in those commercials. Either he's a much better actor than he's been letting on, or he does not know the camera's on. Or he's just having fun. He's just I bet you this, it's like one or two takes.
It's got to be one or two takes, and they get it. It's like, you know, and I got to tell Patrick, you know, I'm sure he works hard, Patrick Mahomes, on getting his ads ready, but Andy just comes in and steals the show
he totally
steals it.
Think about that. You've got one of the most handsome, young, entertaining, electric athletes we've ever seen.
Charismatic,
period.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Andy Reid, who is a little walrus-like, comes in and steals the show every time. There's no comp to this. It's as if Michael Jordan was doing them and Urkel came in and stole the scenes from him or something like that. Like, there's no...
I was trying
to think of a 90s comp, and that was all I
had. That's all you got, Urkel? Wow, okay.
That's all I
had. Wow.
It was bad. Andy Reid, 66 for two-time Super Bowl winning football coach.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Willis is 69 today.
Oh, wow.
Has a special meeting. Certainly Bruno, you know, we like Bruno and as an actor and all those things. But certainly with the health issues he is dealing with, every birthday for his loved ones is a meaningful one. And to us as our fans of his.
Mm-hmm.
Both my favorite action stars are named Bruce. Bruce Lee and Bruce Willis.
Wow, how about that?
I didn't plan on that. No. Just happened that way. But I would watch anything Bruce Willis does, literally. Mm. I'm a big fan. Grew up on Moonlighting, watching that with my mom and not understanding half the jokes.
You know, he was good at comedy.
Yeah.
And he never really got the chance. I mean, and when he was in comedies, they tended to be Hudson Hawk, which was not a well-made movie, and that's not his fault.
No.
But he was actually very – He had great comic timing. He just didn't use it a lot because people didn't. He just did the action thing.
Like often happens, you and I sharing a brain or a brave wavelength and everything. I was just saying that he's my favorite action star. But if I had to pick my favorite Bruce Willis movie, I think it might be Death Becomes Her.
One of the few chances he got.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's a funny movie.
Oh, it is. It is almost a flawless movie, if you ask me. Goldie Hawn, Meryl Streep.
Yep.
Bruce Willis. I mean, that alone, it's actually not a bad. It has aged pretty well for the most part. You don't get to see you. And in fact, I think it's the only time you ever see Bruce Willis like that, like weak or manipulative. Or manipulated or anything like that. He's always the man. He's always the lead guy and stuff.
Big tough dude. Yeah,
Even on his blues album, The Return of Bruno. That's a rough one.
That's
also the star of a billion action movies and things.
Of course.
So much so that the second to last one of the Die Hard movies. I'm watching it, and I'm like, I'm just watching this because I love him. And I see Timothy Olyphant's the bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that'll
be
pretty
actor,
cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin anything, but at the end of that movie, the way he gets him, like, is one of the coolest things I've ever seen in an action movie in my life. It's incredible. It's well done. And that's like the fourth or fifth one. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Bruce is something.
He's something else.
And speaking of great actors, Glenn Close is 77 today.
Wow.
The great Glenn Close.
Oh, man, she is so good.
Legend in the craft. Ruth Pointer is 78 today. The Pointer sisters.
I was going to say, one of the Pointer sisters, right?
Fire, He's So Shy, Slow Hand, Jump, Automatic, Neutron Dance. I'm so excited.
Love the Pointer Sisters.
Pointer Sisters had some hits.
They did.
I think we kind of just forget about that sometimes.
We do.
Neutron Dance was a sneaky hit back in the day. I remember dancing that one quite a bit.
I'm so happy doing the Neutron Dance.
Oh, man, I remember that. Looking at some people no longer with us, like Paul Atkinson, born on this day in 1946, famous with The Zombies, Tell Her No, She's Not There, Time of the Season.
Oh, yes.
She's Not There. It holds up. I hear that on the radio. I hear that organ. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to the whole song.
Yep.
I can't help it. That's one of those songs. They had another song, too, The Zombies, I think.
They had three big ones. There was Tell Her. There was that one. There was Tell Her No. And, of course, Time of the Season, which is their opus.
Mm. Fred Berry, born in the state in 1951. Freddie Rubin, rerun Stubbs on What's Happening.
Oh my gosh.
Man, What's Happening does not get mentioned nearly enough. That was a classic. That was a classic show, man. And the only thing any of us remember from that show is the dancing. Like, that's it. Any of my friends I talk to that watched that show like I did when we were kids or anything like that, all anybody remembers is Rerun and the dancing.
Exactly.
That's it.
That was it.
Interestingly enough, Rerun didn't make it to reruns. What's Happening did not make it to reruns. Oh, that's a bad joke.
Boy.
I'm just full of bad jokes
boy.
Today. But hey, you can groan at me, everybody. That's
that's a response. Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah. Ricky Wilson, born on this day in 1953, the B-52's original guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greats, Wyatt Earp, born on this day in 1848, passed away in 1929. Legendary U.S. Marshal of Tombstone, Arizona, led the gunfight at the OK Corral. There's a lot to Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and these real, actual people. It happens with, especially with the modernization of movies and heroes, where in the same shelf you can see the movie Tombstone and the movie Iron Man, and it's like, well, okay, they're both heroes, but one of these guys is not real. One of these is an imaginary character,
right?
And I think that's interesting. It's fun, and a lot of time has passed since the Old West, but we don't have a country without these people. Without the people that help make this land. If you like American history, if you find that stuff interesting, I think it's worth diving into, especially on one of their birthdays. I know every year on Doc Holliday's birthday, I like taking a deep dive and finding out if there's any new information about him and everything.
Well, and it's so funny because, you know, all of these famous Western, you know, the lawmen or the, you know, the other side, the outlaws, that sort of thing. Mm. So many legends have grown up around these people. Just finding out who they were actually without sticking, you know, like digging in. And yeah, almost all of them, they were not angels, people.
No.
These were not all, you know, goody-goody people. Wyatt Earp had his issues, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he, a lot of times they took the lawman just to get a job or maybe to do some things they shouldn't be doing. But
yep.
It's fascinating, though. Absolutely fascinating. The actual history of the West, not like kind of the veneer we've given it, but the actual history is, to me, one of the really interesting things about American history.
It's surprising to me how many people don't realize that we had African-American cowboys, we had Jewish cowboys, we had all kinds of different...
Chinese cowboys.
You know, we had all kinds of different types. Like, cowboys in this country were very similar to, well, wait a minute, every single job in this country.
What?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Turns out...
What? Are you kidding? What?
Which means everybody can wear a cowboy hat.
That's right.
Yep.
It works better for some people than others. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, that's very true.
Not everyone can wear a cowboy hat.
Not everybody can pull one off. We all know those people that try to wear one and can't pull one off. And then we know those people that they don't look right without one.
Exactly.
Like, they put the cap back on.
Have I ever seen Clint Black without a cowboy hat?
I mean, come on.
I think it would be weird. I think it would be weird.
I don't want to see it. No. Clint Black always has to have the cowboy hat. Always. We will take a quick timeout, check out with our partners, and get to some news. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Roger Wilcox, Town of Saratoga Board Supervisor candidate, as we continue our candidate series here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're going to continue our candidate series right now as we are sent out the word to all of our local candidates to join us on these airwaves, giving them equal time and equal questions. And we appreciate each one of them have been able to join us. Do want to let you know that you can find out more information by going to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. In with us right now, Roger Wilcox, Town of Saratoga Board Supervisor. Roger, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Roger. I appreciate the time. Just some basic questions real quick, and we'll get you in and out of here. I know you're a busy guy. Roger, we are continuing, especially here at Civic Media, to encourage people to be a part of, do their civic duty, be a part of things, joining boards, running for office like you are. So I start, my first question is kind of the essence of that. How have you enjoyed this experience? How has it been for you?
It's been a challenge. It's been a very enjoyable experience. You learn about government a lot when you're involved with it, and you really need to have the ability to listen to the other board members and work with them, and especially listen to the citizens and their concerns, and you know, follow format.
Mm-hmm. Roger, what do you see as the board's roles and responsibilities?
Well, we're presently, you know, looking at our infrastructure. We look at the roads, the clearing of the right of ways. We're involved with a CWPP, a community-wide wildfire protection program that is very important for our township as well as surrounding areas. We're looking at always running a balanced budget, and you know, we don't ever want to reduce taxes. If anything, we want to reduce taxes for the citizens. And we're looking at a one-year, five-year plan and even farther out so that we can continue to make the town of Saratoga a more viable place for businesses to move into, as well as families that want to reside in the township.
How do you plan to include the community in the decision-making of the board?
Well, you know, we always have annual meetings, annual budget meetings. At any time, residents can approach the town board, either supervisors or through our clerk, through our chair lady, and they can ask to have certain things put on the agenda. And then that comes through public meeting, which as a board, we review and listen to the people and address their ideas and their concerns.
Hmm. Roger, what distinguishes you from other candidates?
Well, I've had a lot of leadership background through the profession that I had, and you know, I've also acquired other leadership. I have a lot of communication skills. You know, I do a lot of community service work above and beyond being a town supervisor, and you know, we recognize what you know what needs to be done. You got to be open-minded as a supervisor. You need to listen, as I stated before, and be able to answer questions and bring them to the table at the town board with meetings, get the answers for the people. You know, so I have a lot of experience. I've been on the board for the last year and a half, seeking re-election now, April 2nd. So you got to look at the big picture, but you got to, government works slow, and you know, we're addressing a lot of concerns, and we're concerned about people and the town.
Mm. Final question for you, Roger, and then we get you out of here. Why should voters cast their ballot for you? Any final thoughts?
Well, when I come in to serve on the Saratoga Town Board, I have had no agenda, and I have no agenda as of yet other than previously what I referenced. And I have an open mind to serve the town, serve the people, and that's what I'm going to continue to go navigate down that path. You can't, you know, politics is sometimes complicated, and you always need to do what's right, you know, for the taxpayers, and you know, that's what I'm going to say. That's where I'm going to leave it.
Yeah. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate the time. Appreciate you taking time out of your personal life to run for this position and put the time in that you have. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. It's not always the easiest to speak radio first time. And, you know, it's great to meet you. I appreciate the opportunity. And if there's any ever questions for the audience that's listening, they can always reach out and we can have more conversation and regards.
Sounds good. Thanks again, Roger. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Again, you can find out more about the April 2nd election, how to vote, where to register, where to vote, all that information, who's on your ballot, all these things at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. We're going to continue our morning show and we'll be back with more fun on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Oh, I got to get the timing of that one down.
Yeah.
I got to get the timing of this one down. It's been since GLX days,
I guess.
You know, it's been a while.
I know you played it then.
Yeah. Oh, good God. Did we play a lot of this song? A lot of us might be playing it right now for all I know. we can finally play this song, too, as we're getting ready for spring and closer to summer.
Yeah, that's right. Boys of Summer.
And, of course, that means closer to Rafter baseball.
Ooh.
Was just talking this morning with our friend Tyler Miller, such a GM over at the Rafters. They are so darn excited to get hitting that ballpark and get ready for you at Witter Field. We are looking forward to carrying every single Rafter baseball game right here at WFHR, as we have from the dawn of their existence. Every Rafter game that's ever been played has been played right here at WFHR,
that's
and that
right.
ain't changing. That
nope,
ain't changing.
Nope.
We are looking forward to more Rafter baseball this year.
I got one thing I need to add before we get into our next topic, because I totally forgot during the birthdays. It is, and Beth just reminded me, my brother-in-law's birthday today. David Fritchie down in Lake Mills, fine police officer down there. So a big happy birthday to him.
A big thank you to for his service, and a thank you to him for you know, getting thank you to Beth for getting us that
yeah,
birthday.
Exactly.
There we go.
I feel
there
bad. Sorry, David.
Hey, we are sorry. Extra special birthday to you, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear any 90s song, David? Let us know. Let us know.
Oh, I know. He's you know, around our age, so he's a big 90s kid.
Free request. Free request for they're all free. They're all free. The Irish Naval Service only has one active ship. It's called the George Bernard Shaw, which, you know.
Makes sense. You know, yeah, why not?
I believe their most famous playwright. I think that's, it's hard to say, actually. Now that I think about that, I'd say they are pretty
they
good.
They had some great writers, but I think he's probably their most well-known playwright.
That's
they had,
it.
You know, they had Yeats as their poet.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, then you had Joyce as their novelist.
Joyce.
You know.
Great writer. Great writer.
Maybe Beckett. Maybe Beckett's up there with Shaw. But.
Yeah, I think you could make the argument there's something about the land over there, too, that just creates good creatives, good writers.
It's a great question.
I don't know. Something about it. But
they need to wax poetic about the beautiful landscape there in Ireland. Yeah,
I could see that. I could see that. The Irish Naval Service is where we're going, though. Not even though we just mentioned George Bernard Shaw, which is the name of their one active ship. Well, last weekend, there was a call for the Irish Navy to help with a drug bust to intercept a delivery of cocaine packages off the coast of Cork in Ireland. The police were working on shutting down a smuggling ring, which allegedly involved waterproof containers filled with tons and millions of dollars and stuff and everything.
Wow.
They were throwing them overboard off the coast so that they wouldn't be on the ship when they were searched.
Right, right.
There was just one problem. The past weekend was St. Patrick's Day. And George Bernard Shaw was a part of the festivities, so they passed on the drug bust gig. Instead, the police turned to a team of divers for help. I like how they just, like this article says, they just passed on it. Like, not today. It's a holiday. Not today. Like, but with drug bust. But crime doesn't take it holiday. We do. But we do.
Oh, man.
Nah, somebody else was lucky there.
How much, like they just said, there's not much call for the Irish Navy to do anything, and they had their chance.
One time. Now, I don't know who's in the wrong here, though. Is it the Navy? Obviously, the Irish Navy, because, hey, not a lot is asked of them.
Not really.
They probably could have helped out here. Mm-hmm. Or is it the Coast Guard? Like, well, we need help. Should we really bug them the one day we're going to bug them?
St. Patty's Day,
is
right?
St. Patty's Day. That's the one day? I mean, I feel kind of like that's a little bit on the Coast Guard,
Man, I learned something that Ireland still has a Navy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I do not. You are not alone in that one. You cannot be. Maybe there was a better explanation for why the ship couldn't help other than it was too busy partying. Some locals are frustrated that the Navy has been reduced to just one active ship in recent years and that it wasn't available to help with the drug smuggling operation. I will say this, though. It feels like if Ireland is anything like America, those same people that are complaining about that are also going to complain when they have to pay more taxes because they want more ships.
It's true.
It's true. You know?
Yeah, honestly, I think Ireland should celebrate the fact they've only got one ship in their Navy.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually not a bad thing, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know? They have to worry about all the other stuff that comes along with having a large Navy.
Yeah. It seems like and not to mention, I mean, you wouldn't have only one ship in your arm. If you needed more, you would have more.
Right.
The fact that they don't need more tells you, hey, you know, it seems like a pretty, you know, especially with the times that Ireland has been through in its history.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's kind of nice to see 100 years of maybe not as much war or something like that.
That's a great point.
A lot of the troubles that they've had there.
in country, nonetheless.
Exactly.
A lot of it. So, you know, any good stories? That seems like a great thing. It's a funny story.
That's good, though.
Okay. And another side note here. The naming, you have one naval ship, and you name it the George Bernard Shaw. I feel like that's a great move.
Absolutely.
I like that move. I think that's a great move.
Yeah, because... Not many well-known Irish sailors.
It's true.
Well, what do we got here? Let's see. We don't have any sailors. Let's figure out. What are we good at here? Writing? Let's go with writing. Okay,
writing,
yeah.
Writing. It's writing. All right. The Yates boat? No.
No, that sounds weird.
The George Bernard Shaw.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds better. We're going with that, everybody. Just don't bother us on St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
It's the one day of the year we ask you not to bother us. If you do, it's kind of your fault.
Yeah.
Got on you. It really is.
They're honest about it.
Yeah, everything. I mean, this is one day. They ask for one day. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back, and we're going to have a lot of fun when we get back and take it right to the top of the hour on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you at 8:49 on the clock. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there.
Mm-hmm.
Got good things going on here at the station. Of course, the next hour is going to be great. First, mm-hmm. we want to thank our guests this hour, Roger Wilcox, Town of Saratoga Board Supervisor, mm-hmm. who joined us. Appreciate the time from him. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the League of Women Voters.
All right.
Looking forward to having Mary Dom and Mary Arnold in with us. We'll be talking about the meet and greet coming up on the 21st at Millen Library and other information that you need to know to get out there and vote on April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you informed coming up.
Yes.
And we'll wrap up the hour with Josh McDonald, Town of Saratoga Board Supervisor.
Wow. So much stuff, man.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Got more candidates joining us throughout the week here. We'll be talking more about that as we mm-hmm. go along. We'll get you our schedule for Midday Magazine later in the next hour as well. Mm-hmm.
I do want to point out something that happened last night at the library, because I drove past and I saw all of a sudden all these cars. I mean, it was overflow everywhere. Both parking lots were full. There's people parking on the streets and everything. I was like, what's going on here? And I checked out the calendar. It was the future of water in the Sands Valley,
mm-hmm.
something that you talked about on Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was heartened. Like, look at all the people here for this. This is an important issue. And look at the engagement we're getting from people in the community. Man, it's so cool. I'm just enjoying this. Not only having all the people on to talk, all the candidates on to talk about this, but people being engaged and being feeling, this is important stuff, man. We need to talk about this. We need to figure out what's going on. And that makes me feel pretty good.
The only way we figure out anything from water to childcare to anything in this country is together.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to figure anything out being divisive. We are not going to figure anything out by voting for people that are divisive. I don't care what they have in front of their name.
Mm-hmm.
If they are divisive, they are not working for the betterment of America.
Mm-mm.
It is not that complicated. It's not that difficult.
Mm-mm.
If a candidate, you ask them a question and all they want to do is bark about the other candidate and complain about them, that tells you right there what that person is all about.
Yeah.
Them.
They got nothing.
Themselves.
Yeah.
They got nothing else to back up on. Again, this is not a Republican or Democrat or independent thing. This is a human being thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is an America thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want this country to progress, you want this country to get better, you believe in democracy, these are the simple things that you have to follow.
Yep.
That's it. And be informed. And thanks to our League of Women Voters, we're going to be much more informed after the start of the 9 o'clock hour. Seth, I mentioned earlier today, it's the spring equinox.
That's right.
Technically around 10 today, but you know, it's close enough. And let's be honest with ourselves.
The vernal equinox. Sorry, I had to correct you there, James. It's the vernal equinox.
It's an important part, though. Thank you. You should mention that. with that, and with the fact that it's pretty much felt like spring for months around here,
exactly.
I noticed I had an update. A thing pop up on my phone every once in a while, the photos, it'll show you a memory or something like that. And I had a memory pop up of me shoveling this year on December 3rd. That's it.
December 3rd.
That's the only time I've shoveled. I don't know about anybody else out there.
Man,
but
I can't think of another time this winter.
Yeah, it's
quote
crazy.
Unquote winter. Yeah.
It's crazy. So with that, though, there's also been a lot of allergies kicking up a lot sooner mm-hmm. for some people.
Oh, yeah.
I've run into a couple of people who have never dealt with allergies, and all of a sudden, like, why am I all stomped up?
What's going on? This is not right.
Which it isn't. It's not right.
No, but it's not. But it happens.
It is the way things work. Mm-hmm. And everyone's excited spring is here, except people with allergies, which is a huge percentage of us. And
it's
it
true.
Seems to be growing all the time. Mm-hmm. So here are a few quick tips from experts that can help a lot during the allergy season. Get yourself an air purifier.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you already have one, check the air filter and see if it's time to change it.
That's a good idea.
Air filters are great. They're awesome, unless you don't take care of them.
Exactly.
Then it's...
Keep on top of that.
Then
yeah.
It's just sucking up electricity on for nothing. But cleaning those filters, I'd say once every month and a half, every 2 months, I think you're pretty safe. And it's usually just knocking them out. It's usually just kicking
it's
out
not with, a hard,
the dust and all that.
Yeah.
Always shower before bed. People don't realize how much pollen collects on their skin and clothes. In general, you also might want to wash your sheets more often this time of year.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Really, it does. Yeah.
Both fronts. Mm-hmm. I will say I didn't. I do like to shower if I can before bed or anything like that. But I didn't think about the part about pollen collecting.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Buy some local honey.
Mm.
Yeah, it can help you build up a tolerance to local pollen. Just put some in your tea or your cereal.
Oh, wow. I'm with you, man.
Mind-blowing. I never thought
Never heard of that before.
Oh, but is that cool?
It's because it makes sense. The local pollen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes – oh, wow.
And that is a sweet life hack right there. That is
sweet
pretty cool.
Sweet life hack. Wow. Wow.
Oh, that's it for me, everybody.
I'm out.
I'm done. Tip your waiters. I'm out. You got this, Seth. Go ahead. Actually, any excuse to have more honey, let alone...
I mean...
It's really good. Oh, no, I have to put honey on my cereal.
Yes.
I have pollen allergies. I think that's enough honey. No more.
No, I need more.
You don't know how bad my allergies are. you're buying local. You're buying supporting local. That's a key part of this. I think that if you're just kind of catching this at the tail end or anything, oh, how does honey help my allergies? No, the specificness of it being local.
Of the area, yeah.
It's going to have the same pollen, the same stuff that you are inhaling.
Exactly.
That's pretty darn cool. That is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Track the pollen count. Spend more time indoors when it's high and think about joining a gym instead of jogging outside. Most of the big weather apps track the pollen count now, so it's pretty easy to keep track of.
It is. It's. I mean, you can get warnings on your phone if the pollen high reaches a certain threshold.
That's true.
It'll just pop up and say, "Hi, pollen count today." Mm. So if that's something that, if you deal with allergies, that's a great way to keep up to date on whether or not you should be spending more or less time outside.
I knew there was a way that I couldn't remember exactly where I checked this. And I'll be honest, I don't check it nearly enough, as you could tell by me not remembering the web address. But AccuWeather does a thing about this.
Yes, they do.
It's pretty good with that. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of places you can, and as Seth said, there's apps and that.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things that I especially like. If you have bits of allergies, you're a bit stuffed up or something, maybe you don't have to do as much of these, or maybe you only got to do one of these things and it'll really cure that up for you or help you out a lot.
Yep.
But if you deal with severe allergies, a lot of this stuff is going to help.
It is.
I've been joking a little bit, especially with Steven and Katrina from Family Natural Foods. A good morning to our friends over there. They're going to be opening the doors in just a couple of minutes. Go visit them and wish them a good morning from us. I've never dealt with allergies until late in life.
Yep.
And now I'm dealing with them. Except I would say since I was a sophomore at Lincoln here in Rapids, I've been dealing with my eyes being light sensitive.
Right.
And this final one on this list wears sunglasses. They can block some of the pollen from hitting your eyeballs. The kind that wrap around your face work the best.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't have thought of the pollen getting in my eyes.
That's pretty remarkable. Yeah,
it's just it's one of those things. It's a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
Pollen.
Yeah.
You know? Oh yeah, yeah. It has some positive science things to it and stuff. And I suppose we need it to be able to survive and everything. But other than that, it's a bit of a nuisance.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, other than the whole survival of food thing,
right?
Yeah.
Something I want to add on there: hypoallergenic plants in your house.
Mm.
They actually pull allergens out of the air.
It's a really good one.
So there's a whole bunch of them out there. So we've gotten a few because my youngest actually has really bad seasonal allergies. So we've been trying to find ways to, what's a better way to help him when his allergy meds don't cut it? Because it gets overwhelmed when the pollen at this time of year, man. forget it. It's like, yep, what else can we do?
Yeah. Got a couple of news and notes I want to touch on before we get out of here for this hour. And again, we'll be back with more fun in the next hour. One, we did want to let everybody know from our friends at the Arts Council of Southwood County that the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis tribute show scheduled for Thursday, April 4th, has been canceled, according to the Arts Council. Executive Director Sally Kistner reported, "We've been notified of a medical situation that will prevent the group from performing. Unfortunately, this is how life rolls sometimes. Thank you for understanding. Anyone who purchased tickets will be notified by letter as of your of their options, so please watch the mail." And a big thank you to Sally and everybody over at the Arts Council. We appreciate them. Hopefully, wishing good health to Dean and Jerry, and hopefully they'll be able to come back around.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be really fun.
Sounds like a fun show.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was really looking forward to that. I really wanted to check that show out. Also wanted to thank our good friends over at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
We are fortunate. Behind me is our wall of thanks.
Yep.
Where we get all these great thank you cards and things from people over the years. Mm-hmm. We greatly appreciate them, and a big thank you to them. We've got a couple from our friends at the Boys and Girls Club, but I do want to mention one thing that they do that is so sweet of Beth and the team over there. It's always handwritten.
It is.
There's something about that that hits me. There's something about that that hits the soul. We really appreciate you, Beth. And all of our good friends over there, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. And, of course, all of you that are Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Oh, thank you. Big thank you to you guys.
As Beth calls them, all you bigs out there. All you bigs. We appreciate you.
Nice.
You can find out more, and you could be a Big Brother or Big Sister at BigImpact.org. That's BigImpact.org. Encourage you to do so, everybody. Also, keep in mind, we got this pretty cool contest going on, everyone.
Contest.
Yes.
Keep listening.
Keep on listening. It's a fun contest that we're going to be doing now for the next 10 days as we celebrate spring with the Ride in the Spring Text to Win contest. This statewide contest is your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as other grand prizes that include all kinds of cool stuff within the hour, though. Within the hour,
you have
to
do it within the hour. So, yeah, 10 o'clock when we're done here, but you'll be listening to WFHR or... If you're listening to WIRI, you might hear a familiar voice jump on the air and give you the word there. Just saying, just putting it out there.
Be listening for that, everybody. We'll have more and more fun with this and plenty more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.